Big shout out to Founder sponsoring Dear John. We've got questions for John Jansen today from the people. You can submit yours, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Your subjects, your topics: bad friend, cleaning up the mess, ex-wife versus current wife.
Ooh.
You think it's a no-brainer. Losing weight is the last one.
Okay.
We'll start with bad friend. Dear John, my friend who has kids pulled me aside recently and said she's upset that I haven't come to more of her kids' events. For context, I don't have any kids. She wanted me to go to more birthdays, sporting events, and school plays. I was taken aback. They're not my kids. And while I think it'd be nice to go, I don't think it should be an expectation. Am I being a bad friend?
No, I don't think you're being a bad friend. I mean, it depends on some of it. How often are you around? Do the kids call you, you know,
aunt or
Julie?
Uncle? Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, and you care about your friend, you should care about their family and go to some, especially the birthday parties. But sporting events, like sporting events are, kids sporting events can be a little bit tedious at times. I don't know, does it say how old the kids are?
It doesn't.
But there's so many of them. You got your own life.
Right.
But again, if you're invested in the friend who has kids in their life, and it's not just, you know, a girl's night out. It's, yes, I'm invested in them and their family. I know the kids. I would think you'd want to see some of that. But you, no, you're not a bad friend if you don't go.
I agree with you. I'm thinking back, I mean, to my friends that have kids. Like, I've been to dance recitals and some sporting events and definitely birthdays if they're at their house. In particular,
yeah.
But when the kids get a little bit older, they don't really want parents or parents' friends there. Like, you know what I mean?
I disagree with that. So yeah, because like, you know, Ruby's basketball. Like, Stoney showed up to
sporting events. Different. I meant birthday parties.
Oh, birthdays. Yeah, yeah.
Like when you're 14 and you're doing your friend's birthday, you don't want like there's mom's friend so and so hanging out in the corner. That's kind of weird. But I don't think you're a bad friend for not showing up.
But if you have referred to them your entire life as Aunt Heather, then I think that's a little bit different. I don't think it's weird that they're there. I don't think they feel weird about it. They're coming to be with. It's a distraction for your mom.
If you do a family birthday at home, that's okay. But if it's like the kid's birthday, they're like doing it at a hotel pool or something.
They're going to play like laser tag.
Yeah,
like,
you
don't need to be there.
You don't need to be there for that.
I thought this was interesting because I haven't reached this point yet. Like, we don't have kids and our friends aren't yet at that stage yet. And I would feel like I don't have to go to stuff, but I think it would be like all the benefits of having kids with none of the responsibilities.
Sure.
Like, you can go and be like proud of these kids and like give them cool gifts, and then you don't have to take care of any of the problems.
You could be the cool aunt.
Yes.
Like that. And so blood matters, but you don't have to be blood to be called aunt or uncle. And it is. It's awesome to be able to take some of your friends' kids. Like, if you want to go for ice cream after a game, like, hey, let's go. Mom said, no ice cream, but hey, here's a big banana split with extra, whipped cream on top because I'm cool.
Next one.
All right. Next one is cleaning up the mess. Dear John, I just got married a month ago. We've been living together for 3 years. I do everything around the house, cook, clean, laundry, even handle the bills. Says we split the bills. Her excuse for never helping me was she was always busy with wedding stuff. Well, now that that's over, she still does nothing. I've tried the talk. What's next? Leave a mess, do nothing, or get loud? Signed, Anthony.
Ooh, Anthony. Now, this is something that there's excuse. There's always going to be an excuse. If she used the excuse of, I'm preparing for the wedding, then the next excuse is just whatever is next that is busy in her life. I'm working all the time. Okay, well, so am I. Leave the mess. Or push the mess into like her area of, if it's in the room, your room that you, I would assume that you share.
Yeah, but can you out mess someone who's okay with not cleaning?
That's.
And you got to live with it.
What was she like before you got engaged? I mean, that's if she was she clean? Did she live at home with her parents? Did she live on her own? Because if she was clean before, she can be clean again. But if she was always messy.
Right,
she's going to always. You knew that going
that
into
going
it.
In.
That she's probably
it's probably something you're going to have to live with.
Messy.
Yeah,
but at the same time, there is like you have to contribute some. Like if she's refusing to do anything,
and she,
how odd is she?
Anthony, let us know. Send a follow-up email.
Send picture.
Could you imagine we start getting emails with people like, just for context, hand John a photo of her. I don't know what he's supposed to do. You want to move on?
Yeah.
Ex-wife versus current wife. It's a little longer one. It says, Dear John, I was married it lasted 16 years. We had 3 kids together and spent a lot of time and money at Disney. It became the thing we did. Since the divorce, my ex and I have remained close, mostly for the kids. Back in 2019, I did a run in Disney and have done it every year since. In 2021, I asked my son if he wanted to come. My ex heard about it and showed up to cheer him on. She was impressed and has signed up to do the run as well for 2026. It's a 4-day event. Her husband is supportive. Our kids think it's awesome. My current wife isn't thrilled. There's nothing funny going on. We're not going to be together. My wife would prefer my ex not come. But I don't feel it's my place to tell her she can't. She can do what she wants. And I'm certainly going to do it. It's my thing. What do I do? Do I ask my ex not to come? I feel like I'm in a no-win situation. It's signed Dopey in Oxford.
Yeah, if your current wife, if it makes her uncomfortable, then yeah, I think you actually have that conversation with your ex and say, hey, this is a weird situation. Sorry, but I would prefer that you're not there. You can't prevent her from going, but right. You can certainly put up barriers that would help make your current wife more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are going to be running in this Disney run? I bet a lot.
Right.
So yeah, I think you can set boundaries with her and say, hey, it's great you want to run in this. Go for it, but I don't think we should be running together. I don't think we should be doing this as a team.
And Disney's a big property. Like, hey, you know, you're staying somewhere far removed from where we are. But and
the mom's going to want to run with the son, right? And the son's going to want to run with the dad.
Oh, is the son's running too?
Yeah.
Oh.
The son's been doing it since 21. That's where it's messy.
Okay.
So then it gets into, okay, well, like, you know, whose weekend is it? And I mean, there's... Divorce is messy.
What if you invite the current wife? She doesn't have to run, but then she can be on the trip and see, like, hey, nothing nefarious is going on.
Oh, so she can spend more time with the ex.
John, I'm trying. Yeah.
I know.
This is weird.
No, this is where it gets weird. No, and I appreciate your input. But if it makes your current wife uncomfortable, then you need to have that conversation with your ex. And if the relationship is good enough, your ex will say, all right, yes, it's fine. I will step away, or I'll do it, you know, somewhere else, or I think you have to have that conversation.
But being involved with a partner who is divorced with children, you also have to know going into it that you are going to have interactions with the ex-wife because of the kids.
Sure, yes. At graduations, at, you know, family events.
Well, it's a family tradition. They were doing this when the kids were growing up going to Disney.
Yeah, once you get divorced, those family traditions go out the window.
Okay.
It's a tough situation. Yeah. Last one, losing weight. Dear John, I dated a girl for almost 8 years of my early teens and into my 20s. Long story short, she was growing as a person. She was getting healthier, etc., and I was not. We split up 2 years ago. I'm now 25, and I've not been able to get myself out of this hole. My goal is to not get her back. My goal is to get healthier and be more confident so that I can finally move on. I'm 25, weigh just about 300 pounds. I can't control my eating habits. I desperately want to lose weight and get into shape and start settling down and find a girl to marry and start a family, but I need to get my confidence and my self-esteem up by losing at least 20 pounds. Where do I start?
Well, I would say first thing, start with sleep habits. And people overlook that all the time. If you're not getting enough rest, then it is really hard to control those urges when you want to eat. Everything becomes stress, and there's a lot of people that just are stress eaters. So first of all, take a look at your sleep habits. Get yourself at least 8 hours of sleep a night, and then set a schedule. When you go to the grocery store, hey, it's not all of the high processed foods. It's the foods that you can get in the produce section. It's at the meat counter. Those are the type of things that you need to eat. And you'll find that once you get away from a lot of the sugary foods, a lot of those things, it's going to hurt for a week because you will have sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. But once you get through that, if this is that important to you, you are going to have to set yourself up for success. So things in the fridge, things at the home that are only healthy to eat.
It's a great that you can help yourself from yourself. Shop on the outer parts of the store. Avoid the inner snacks and temptations and treats. The other thing I'd say is, like they say to quit smoking, it takes 2 to 3 weeks. The habits, you got to go 2 to 3 weeks to get into the routine of this and stick with it. One other trick that I found when I lost weight was we always eat more than we think we should. You don't have to eat until you're until you're stuffed. Eat until you're not hungry and then sit on it, and you'll be surprised that you don't need to eat as big a portions.
And all I would say, on top of everything you're talking about, the healthy diet, meal prepping, find a buddy to go to the gym with. Yeah. Or if you can't go to the gym, to walk around the neighborhood with. Find a buddy, because I do think having somebody to work out with or be active with is super helpful. It motivates you because they're going to say, let's go, and you're going to have to go.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I'll say is you can't out-train a bad diet. So it's sleep number one. It's what you're eating, what's around the house, and then after that, start working on it. Go for walks. That's a great way to start.
Send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's DearJohn971.